This Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up is like a little treat for your ears.
And with WhizFizz,
it's okay to have a treat or once off on a special occasion to share the moment.
It's not a party without WhizFizz.
Alarming statistic that's come out of some place that comes up with statistics. Apparently, 7% of adults believe...
Just wait for it.
Yeah, you like this,
this is
you?
The best.
Yeah, I know. 7% of adults, not children, I must stress the age demographic, adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. That is an alarming stat. I mean, I know we've got lots of global issues to address this morning, but this needs to be addressed. That, I am staggered by that.
They surveyed 1,000 people, Boxy and Byron, and it was over there in the US. You've got a US passport, so you come into this category.
Oh, I don't associate with anyone that said yes to this one.
So that's 70% if my math is right, and 70 people, sorry, that think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Isn't that stunning? Yeah. Do you know what, though? And we were talking about this a few weeks ago. Remember, there are people that still believe that the earth is flat, that the world is flat. And one of them was a highly respected scientist.
And Shaq?
There are Shaquille O'Neal. He believes
Shaq as well,
that.
Yeah.
And actually, speaking of basketballers and people who believe crazy things, the other guy, who's your mate with all the earrings? Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
He believes King Jong-un's a good guy.
I think Dennis Rodman thinks about, I think he believes in everything. He's not well.
He's not. But that is.
I believed in Care Bears.
When you were a kid. Did you? Yeah.
Remember I told that story? I used to write letters in the balloons and they'd go off.
That's so cute. But see, I think it's a child's right to believe in Superman, Batman, Care Bears.
Superman's real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wears a cape. There's a movie and everything.
Okay, 131060. What do you believe? Maybe as an adult, we're prepared to go back retrospectively and talk about when you're a kid. But or do you know someone that believes something that's just? I mean, remember Byron? We had a friend that we used to do radio with many years ago who did genuinely believe in UFOs.
Oh yeah, and I think it would be arrogant and well ignorant really to think that's not possible. Which is you? You just rule it out completely.
There's no
I
UFOs.
Think
that's,
there's not.
Well,
okay,
you've
Byron.
Never been there. How do you know? I mean, you don't know.
Byron, you are a grown man who's just acknowledged you believe in UFOs.
So you've been to all ends of the universe and you can confirm there's nothing out there, Fief.
Can you confirm that there is something?
I can't.
Well,
that's the point.
Burden of proof is on you, my friend.
All right, so how does this relate to chocolate milk and cows again?
No, 131060, what did you believe? What's something crazy that now you realise?
You know how there's Secret Service?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's one above that pull all the strings. There's like 10 of them.
Really?
Is it like Will Smith and Men in Black?
Similar.
And
what are they called, do you know?
Well, we don't know, Byron. That's the whole point.
Okay, sure.
Because they're secret.
13...
Hang on, no.
If everyone knew about them, then they wouldn't be real.
Byron, can I just unpack this a bit? So who are these people and what are they doing?
Well, there's two in every country and they're the big dogs.
And what do they do?
They get together in a location that no one knows.
Are they aliens?
Well, no.
No.
But they just got powers and they pull all the strings. You know when they have like all the prime ministers and presidents and all that get together? They have a big meeting beforehand and tell them what to do.
So are they these mysterious figures? Are they bigger than prime ministers?
Oh yeah, they're the top dogs.
Are they part of the gun lobby?
Gun lobby.
Well, like, do you know what I mean? The lobby. You know how like
mate,
often...
they do. They pull the strings for the world.
Who are they?
Okay.
Well, we can't say if they people
can't
knew.
Say.
Are they the Illuminati?
They're bigger.
Whoa.
Jeez. All right. Well, I feel like he means this.
I know, but
I do.
He was just laughing about chocolate milk and brown cows
before. Yeah, but that's silly.
What I just said was silly.
Actually smart.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Survey says 7% of adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. It is unbelievable what some people think. And you know what? When you think about it, though, if you learn something as a child, Fev, if no one's ever corrected it, I guess you do go on the rest of your life believing it's true.
It's pretty similar to my grammar.
Never
corrected it. I'm hopeless. Now, Byron, you'd love this one. Dad used to take me to the footy. We used to live in Narre Warren, just go to Waverley Park all the time. And remember the old days when everyone used to run on the ground when the second siren went?
Yeah.
So you kick to kick.
Yeah, kick to kick. So everyone would run out to the middle. So Dad used to tell me that there was a $5 in the middle. And if you get there first, you get it. So I used to run. It took me 3 years. I got there first. Yep, no $5 in the middle. So Dad used to sit there for 3 years pissing himself laughing at me run as fast as I can. I'd fall over because there'd be people running everywhere. That's I'd fall so over, cute. Come back, cry, I didn't get the $5.
Oh, well
got
done,
there.
Ange.
No $5.
Where was Jace in all this, out of interest?
Eaton.
Hey, whoa. Jace is agile and plays well. I believe he plays in the twos and had a few touches on the weekend. So, come
he
on.
He did play in the twos.
Now, Matthew from Diamond Creek. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, Matt. What did you believe or do you, in fact, still believe it?
No, it's a workmate. He reckons people in the Himalayas can live up to 700. And he's adamant about it.
In the Himalayas, 700!
Yeah, he's a tripper, I don't know.
Does he have any evidence of this?
No, that's just what he thinks. And
wow.
I don't know what to say.
But it's true, you know, I watched a documentary on the weekend about those Galapagos turtles, and everyone keeps saying right. They're hundreds of years old. Prove it.
What was that on the Cartoon Network?
Or? The Discovery
you
Channel.
You and Trixie watching the cartoons?
Well, actually, Fief probably raises a good point. I mean, how do you prove
do
that
you
a
prove?
Turtle is 700 years old? Who was there to see it born?
Yeah. Well, I said 100, but anyway.
Matthew's mate.
Oh, sorry, okay.
A turtle for 700 years, Byron.
Okay, well, Matthew said a person was 700 years old.
So it takes 700 years to get from one end of the tank to the other. Very slow.
They're very fast, those turtles.
What?
I'll have you know that. I watched the documentary on them. They're faster than humans can swim.
Well, Michelangelo and Donatello are pretty quick.
Yes, they're Ninja Turtles. Harrison from Moorabbin. Hi, Harrison.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad, Harrison. What did you believe as a kid or maybe now?
I genuinely believe cats have 9 lives.
Okay, so talk us through it, Harrison.
Well, you wouldn't read about it, but they always land on their feet. So right. They have to, you know, at least have a few. So
I mean, when you say that is a fair point. Fev, if a cat fell 9 stories and it landed on its feet, that's an argument to say that's 1 life. So it's saved.
I love animals. I love cats. No, I won't say it. But
what?
If...
No, best you don't.
Yeah, best I don't. I could prove they don't have 9. They don't have 9 lives.
Well,
yeah, there'd be horrible ways to prove it. There'd be graphic, awful ways to prove it.
Yeah,
we don't want to prove it.
Yes.
Thanks,
yeah.
Harrison.
I fell asleep on a bed when a cat gave birth. I've told this story.
Yeah, it was a horrific story, and I wouldn't be telling it again.
But some of those cats didn't have 9 lives.
I know, yes. But I just wouldn't have mentioned that.
Well, I'm just proving a point to old Harrison that he was wrong.
Those little poor kittens barely had 1 life.
Yeah, exactly.
Cass from Essendon. Hi, Cass.
An absolute
hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Cass. Fev just brought down the tone of the show. Anyway, you could pick it back up again. What do you still believe?
I'm laughing at myself. So my boyfriend told me 2 years ago and had me convinced that the gas masks on aeroplanes were actually like a poisonous gas to just slowly kill you, so that if the plane were to crash, you'd just peacefully die. And I believe that for this, like, 2 whole years. I've been telling everyone, all my girlfriends.
Cass, I would have believed that. I mean, until you said the bit where that's not true, I'd go, yeah, I can picture that.
That's just a good gag.
Is it?
It's just a good gag.
That would make sense if the plane was going down. There was some sort of gas in there.
It's like when I told Schnooksy about 14 years ago we went to Japanese that the wasabi was avocado. Yeah, it's not.
It's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, guys, my Valentine is out and about. He's getting around and enjoying the nightlife. I am, of
Stephen.
Course, speaking. No, remember the wonderful Australian singer and performer who sent me a Valentine?
Nolsey!
Remember Knowlesy sent me flowers for Valentine's Day? How lovely that was.
That was really nice of him.
It
Does Stephen
really nice.
Know this?
No, I don't think so.
Ooh, the lunch getter.
Now, who could forget the start of the year? Poor Knowlesy in all sorts of trouble because of the crazy horse incident at the Adelaide Strip Club.
He's never been more prominent after that.
Well, you know what, Fev? He was going to, I thought, he'll lay low. You know what I mean? Doesn't want to be in the news for being out and about.
You got to embrace it.
Little video has gone viral yesterday of Knowlesy topless, tats out, looking fine. I mean, he looks great, Knowlesy. He's in good nick. It's a bizarre video of him topless giving a shooey to a fan. Now, Fev, you only the other day told me what a shooey was.
Yes. Shooey is our great Formula One Grand Prix driver, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
when he finishes on the podium, he gets his champagne and pours it into his race shoe and sculls it.
Shoey!
It's called a shoey.
It's even more impressive because most of Nolsey's fans wear thongs, so it's very hard to keep the drink in there.
Well, this is it. We've got some audio of it. You'll be able to hear Shannon Noll. He's the one yelling out, shoey for Shanno.
Out of the sides. Oh, you're a shoey for Shanno.
Wait, that was him?
Shoey for Shanno, yeah.
He seemed to have slowed down a bit. What was happening that afternoon? He seemed to have really struggled through
that. We can party, guys. I did Dance with the Stars with Nolsey. So
of course you did.
The Sunday after the show.
Whew, Shoey's for Shanno?
He's a good partier.
Really?
Rock and roll, mate. He's a country boy. That's what they do.
Shoey's for Shannon, Froffy's for Frev.
I couldn't even get that out.
You like that one, Byron?
Wow. No, I thought it was great. Look, you know, everyone, I think, has some sort of connection to Nolsey. Mine's nowhere near as exciting as Fev's, but his guitar player is my childhood best friend, Steve Tonge. So, yeah. I mean, there you go. That's just my linking with
Byron. Byron doesn't have friends. What is going on?
I know it's
Trent
not
Wheeler. Trent Wheeler. Trent Wheeler's your only friend.
Actually, Trent Wheeler, if you're listening, you're my best friend, but Steve Tonge would be my second best friend, and he is Nolsey's guitar player. So, you know, and I'd like to think that they were very well behaved on tour because Steve is a family man. So I would think that everyone's very much straight down the middle on tour.
No, Boxer, you were here for this because remember Nolsey came in and he played on one of our R&B Friday
Yes,
hits?
He did.
Your mate wasn't that affectionate towards you, Byron. Like,
come on.
He gave you, I think, a bit of Brian and you went, Byron. He went, oh, yeah, I remember. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was sort of a forced friendship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of friendship.
He does get up and get in people's face, doesn't he, when guests come, Byron. So awkward.
Okay, this should never have turned on me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Bad news yesterday. Everybody's Sunday ruined finding out that horror and terror through the streets of London. A van ploughed into pedestrians enjoying a night out at London Bridge. Tourists, we know that 3 Aussies have been confirmed injured. 7 people passed away. And then obviously the 3 terrorists, 48 hospitalised, 21 critical. I mean, you know, it was only a week ago our hearts went out to everybody in Manchester and seeing the terror that was gripping that city, now London. We're crossing now to Lucy McDonald. Of course, you'd know Lucy from The Project, and no doubt she'll be crossing The Project tonight. Lucy, thanks so much for joining us. What's the latest from London?
Good morning. It's been a really strange day, actually. I didn't find out about the news until this morning, and to wake up again with such horrible news is just sort of heart-stoppingly awful. There have been 12 arrests now, 21 people still critically ill in hospital. Candice Hedge, an Australian, caught up in the attack. She's 31 years old. She was stabbed in the throat. But we've heard on her Facebook page that she's in a bit of pain, but she'll survive. But there are obviously all these awful stories, footage coming out. The 3 killers haven't been named yet. That's for operational reasons. But London is London, and there's an amazing spirit of resilience across the city. Lots of funny things trending on Twitter. And then tonight, it's just finished, actually, the Ariana Grande tribute concert. Manchester One Love had everybody, Coldplay, Liam Gallagher, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, all coming in commemoration for the 22 who were killed in Manchester just 12 days ago. So it's been a really strange day, actually. In one sense, people have come together. In another sense, people are still shocked and disbelief that 2 incidents like this have happened so close together
now,
in
Lucy,
2 of our major cities.
Oh, of course. Lucy, we've also heard this morning that there have been arrests made, further arrests. In fact, as many as 12 people in a flat raid.
Yeah, there have been 12 arrested in Barking. We don't know anything more than that. We know the Prime Minister came out. We've got an election here on Thursday. There was sort of talk about would the election be cancelled. It won't be. It's going ahead. Campaigning was stopped by the major political parties today. But the Prime Minister, Theresa May, came out earlier and said there'd be a new approach to Muslim extremism. We'll have more details on that, I'm sure, when the election is over. But, yeah, 12 arrests, but no names released yet of any of the victims, apart from one, a Canadian national called Christine Archibald, who's the first person to be confirmed dead. But other than that, it's very much, the police are very much keeping this under wraps. fun. Everything is sort of being coded for operational reasons. But I think the whole area around London Bridge, the whole area around Borough Market is still very much under investigation, still parts of it under lockdown. So I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that as the investigation unfolds over the next couple of days.
Yeah, Lucy, you just said that the British police like to keep things close to their chest, but do you think it's any coincidence that the Manchester happened and then the concert gets named in honour and they have it a night before? Do you think they try to do that to make people stop going to that concert, not to have fun? And is it the same people that did the one 12 days ago?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, there are, you know, obviously people are presuming that there are links to ISIS. There has been a kind of some stuff on social media and some videos and posters, I think, around that. But I think people, it's hard. It's just speculation, isn't it? But I think that people, when it happened last night, I think actually people were more resolved that Manchester would go ahead. It would be joyful. It would be wonderful. This is a thing to unite people, not to separate them. And we've always heard that the security around Manchester was going to be so, so tight. And Ariana Grande, I have to say, I didn't know who she was before. She has been, I don't know if you've been watching it on Australia, but she has been absolutely magnificent. People are saying that she should be president because Donald Trump Londoners feel a very appropriate comments compared to how she's handled herself. So we have had this kind of a horrible, horrible day, a horrible 24 hours, but a kind of feeling of resolve and unity. And, you know, we are resilient cities, London, Manchester. We will get through this. We will move on. We will live our lives as normal. Nothing will stop us. No terror will stop us. Everything will continue as normal.
And how do the people in London taking the news that the British police like to go over? They take so long investigating the crime scene. And I know with Paris and a few other European countries, they clean up the where the attack is straight away, done, and they let everything out. But with the British police, it takes them days. Does everyone there get frustrated that they're not getting the news straight away?
Oh, do you know what? Everybody is in awe of our emergency services today and after Manchester. Within 8 minutes, I think, of the first emergency call being made last night in the Borough Market, London Bridge area, within 8 minutes, the police came and they killed the three men responsible. People have stories of the police rushing in when everyone else is rushing out, keeping everybody safe. Stories of heroism from normal people, so no one minds any disruption, because we want to get this year, we want to live in safe cities, we want to get this sorted, we want the police to be able to do their job as much as possible, you know. So the tube station's shut for a couple of days, so that street isn't open, you know. We want our city back, of course, but we want, you know, these people brought to justice. We want to find out if they are part of a wider network. We want to find out what's happening, and we want to allow the police to do their job.
Well, Lucy, thank you so much for your time and bringing us the latest. And, yeah, as you said, 8-minute response time, a phenomenal effort. And also it's reassuring to see the thousands of people who have come out for the One Love concert over there. We were just watching the live feed for Ariana Grande and Chris Martin from Coldplay singing Oasis's Don't Look Back in Anger. You just think, wow, when people come together and they fight this with love, it's a wonderful thing.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fev, it happened again.
Oh, no.
Can you believe it? The Montague Street Bridge here in South Melbourne, just around the corner from us, hit again. Friday afternoon, about 3 p.m, a rental van wedged itself under the bridge, stopped southbound traffic all afternoon. The footage. What happened? Oh, honestly, it's becoming, that's 13 this year. Can you believe that?
It's so good.
Or was it six? Oh, well, anyway, let's ask the
bridge.
Horse itself, or the bridge itself. Montague Street Bridge, are you there?
Oh, it's happened again, guys. Oh, I want my money back on those gantries, guys.
I mean, that makes sense, Montague Street Bridge. I mean, for those listening, by the way, the gantries are those giant yellow tubes that hang either side of the bridge, and they're metres away as a height-detecting system to warn people that if they're not going to make it under.
Yeah, and they don't work, Fifi. I'm still getting hit, but now I get hit and I got those stupid tassels hanging off the side of me like I'm part of the village people. It's not right.
Hey, Monty, how many people have hit you now?
Oh, 113. I get more hits than a Ryan Gosling Tinder profile. Still, it's a pretty good line, isn't it? Still. I thought I'd have a good 2017 Fifi, but no! Six hits this year and it's June! Oh, it's like my PMT, guys. At least once a month I'm in pain and cranky.
Oh, Montague Street Bridge, that sounds terrible.
I know, but seriously, Melbourne, what did I do wrong? Like, aren't there other bridges that deserve it more than me? You know, the Bolte charges you to use it. What do you got to look at? A bloody observational wheel, that's all. The Burnley Tunnel charges you and there's no view. Oh, I guess I just need to accept it, don't I?
Well, what? That you're going to get hit?
No. I just got to accept that the press loves me, guys. I'm in the newspaper more than the PM. To be honest, I'm on your show so much, why don't you have me on permanently?
Oh,
come on. The name's already long. What's another thrown in the mix? Plus, you guys are the Hit Network and no one knows hits like me. Coming up, Ed Sheeran, Lord, and a bus from Ballarat. Come on. Fifi, Dave Fembarn and Monty. Come on.
All right, that'll Monty. Do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, have
that's
you
the
Montague
that Street
us.
Bridge.
No, yeah, I can still right. do it, guys. You want to rip the roof off with your hits? Every one of my hits has taken a roof off, guys. Look at that rental truck that hit me on Friday. Try getting your bond back when your truck looks like a sock top. Come on.
That's the Montague Street Bridge there, live and exclusive.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Oh, dear. I think my parenting has come into question over the weekend. Dave, I know... In the past, whenever a new series on Netflix or Foxtel or free-to-air comes out and I get around it, I have a sort of an addictive behaviour.
Netflix and chill is not good when the kids are there.
No, not that.
Oh,
I am
brutal.
Talking about, no, on the weekend, guys, the new House of Cards Series 5 dropped.
Oh, of course that's in your wheelhouse. No, yeah. Of course people politically manipulating an entire country is in Fox's wheelhouse.
What happened was, so I thought, oh, Friday night I'll start it, but I'm not good at putting it down. So what I found myself doing, I've watched it, by the way, all 13 eps. Yeah, I've done it. Yeah, I knocked it out over the weekend.
Hey, see.
No, I'm just going to stop there. Let's unpack that because they're an hour an ep. So 13 hours. Now, you're only awake usually for how much of a day? Like, you have to sleep for 8 hours.
Do you want to know how I did it? This is quiet and I'm not proud of it.
You locked your daughter in a cage?
No, I did it. I am not proud of this. But so, because it was a bit chilly, cold weekend, don't need to go out, Trick, let's stay in.
You never head out anyway! It doesn't matter if it's 35, you're not going out.
So we're just doing the normal weekend, Mum?
No, she's got some of her favourite shows.
Just usual, I'll feed myself.
I've taped all her favourite shows, Blaze, Paw Patrol, Pepper, into Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom. Uh-huh. So I got a good, like... window of maybe half an hour at a time.
Crackers and dip.
No, I sit on the couch next to Trix watching Paw Patrol, but I've got my iPad with headphones and I pop the headphone in and I watch House of Cards on my iPad, but whilst being present with Trix seemingly watching Paw Patrol, but not really.
What? So, but in your brain, you would have mashed it all up, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
Like you're saying to people, remember in episode 6 when the Teletubbies came through? That blew my mind apart.
This is very similar. We used to watch Love, Sons of Anarchy, and we used to watch it in bed.
Yes.
And it's obviously a...
Adult
show. So we had... Lulu was like 2 or 3. So she'd lay in the middle of us because she slept in our bed.
Yeah.
So she'd watch her iPad. And she used to always try to sneak and watch it. And we're like, no, honey, you got to watch your iPad. So anyway, she was really quiet. So Snooks and I are watching it. And I looked over at Lulu on the iPad and I've tapped Alex. She's got the video camera on so she can see through the iPad. And she's
amazing.
Watching Sons of Anarchy.
That is
I'm like,
awesome.
This kid is a freak. How do you even think of that? And she's just giggling away. So we had to turn it off and we couldn't watch it. Outsmarted.
I know.
It was pretty easy to outsmart me. But outsmarted Schnooksy as well. That's good.
Wow.
No, that is good. And see, I don't feel as bad about my parenting because you're watching Sons of Anarchy with your 6-year-old.
Three.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox was tonight, Monday, 7:30 p.m, Channel 9. We can't wait for this true story with Hamish and Andy debuts.
The most anticipated television show this year.
This week. This century.
This century.
true this week so far.
We're so excited. Finally seen it. The ads have been amazing. The whole concept, so new and original, Haim.
Thanks,
you
Faith.
Have Australia on tenterhooks.
It has been a long run up. And we're here tonight.
Well, we've noticed that. You haven't been at work for a long time this year.
We've put in at least... Eight weeks of radio.
Sure. No, fair enough. Your contract.
This is the reason we took an extended summer. Started back a little bit later than the rest of the gang.
Easter.
Yep. I think we actually started then, took Easter off.
Yeah. Then we had Anzac Day.
Then we just had a flood of 4 day weeks. But sure, we appreciate everyone's patience because tonight it does premiere. There'll be 10 episodes. There'll be 5 in this block, and then there's going to be a break, another 5 later on. Tonight, it's a story, young lady called Rachel, cracker of a story to kick things off. For people that don't know the concept, it's Anna and I hearing this story for the first time. We've got like a little set. We sit down with the person, the storyteller, who's been found by our mates that make the show with us and producers. So we don't know the story when they sit down. And as they tell us the story, we hear it and we kind of ask questions and extrapolate a little bit. And as they're telling the story, it comes to life with Australia's best loved actors.
Do you know what I love about this? Because we all work in radio, and this happens all the time. Yeah. You get people calling the show, and you always go, "That is a cracking story." But now you're bringing people from the suburbs to the telly with their story.
Oh, they can live in the city.
Sure. Can I discriminate?
Oh, the country? That doesn't matter. Suburban rule. But yes, I suppose statistically, that's where most people live. But the thing about it is, that's that kind of like 1 in 1,000 story. Yeah. You know, those ones like you guys have done radio for long time like us. There are some that shine out. Fev, you're having a good crack in your first year. there are some that kind of stick out and you're like, what a classic story. And it's that sort of feeling when you hear one of the classics that we were trying to kind of bottle for the show.
And I'm glad you did say that the 1 to 5 episodes is only season one and you got more, because 5 episodes taken 35 weeks off.
Are you doing some maths?
I've done some maths.
Doing some maths. I can do it right now at 7 if you're looking for them.
Haim is going to hang around. We're going to play a game of true story, false story. This has been fun. Fee and Fev are both very good liars.
We love this segment.
So we want you to decide. I know you've been playing this in the afternoon. Which one's telling the truth after this? So.
I'll see if I can smell it out. Just word of warning though, Fev, don't tell a story about your Deb, because I was there. I'll be able to detect that one.
It's coming up next on The Fox.
Past his girlfriend, what?
No, you did.
Fifi, Dave. Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox tonight. Hamish and Andy, true story, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. It premieres. We're playing a fun game here. We've been playing it, Fee, for the last week or so. I know the boys have been playing it as well, because you guys are such good liars. This is fun.
We've embraced this segment so much. Haim, we may continue it, because Fev and I have so much fun telling lies, and now we're going to do it with you. So you are essentially, the best adjudicator for this. Fev, one of us will tell a true story, one will be false. Who do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, off you go.
And tonight at 8:30, Hamish and Andy.
7:30.
At 8:30, people still be talking about that.
The Habibis.
Right. It probably is the Habibis.
I think it is.
It is. I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I'll go first.
7:30 for our show, though. Just re-clarify that absolutely. As I'm programming people's heads.
I'll go first. Hamish and Andy, true story tonight at 7:30. In their first episode, they head over to China with a family of 5.
That's it.
So I'm going to take my story overseas, too.
Ooh. Here we go.
Just to spice it up a little
bit. Good
segue. Such ones.
Back in 2006, the Carlton Footy Club flew over to South Africa to play against Fremantle. And I was fortunate enough to meet Mike Tyson and Nelson Mandela, and we sat down and had lunch.
Jeez, did you really? 3 powerhouses.
There you go.
They were fortunate.
Short and sweet.
Just because Mike was over there and Nelson
Mike was actually over there as a guest as Nelson Mandela.
And were they in the members or were they in the outer?
No.
Were they at the footy?
This
or?
This was a private lunch.
Say no more.
Okay.
Fev's giving me a big wink.
Three big dogs.
Okay.
First story.
Yeah. Guys, what do we do? How do we solve the world?
Nice one.
You go first, Nelson.
Yeah, I agree. I concur.
Yeah, me and Mike agree. Good thoughts, Nelson. Exactly what we were going to say.
Come on, read my mind.
Yeah, good lie, Fev. I think you'll find home. This is, in fact, the true story. A few years ago, when I started doing a bit of French cooking, I went over to Paris. I came back. I wanted to make macaroons and eclairs. So I went to a little shop in Camberwell called Cordon Bleu, and it's a French shop with all the French ingredients, etc. And I couldn't find a sales assistant, to help me. And I just turned to this man and I said, "Excuse me, is this a colander that would work when you're making particular dough?" And it was former Good Morning Australia resident chef, Gabriel Gâteau. Or Gâteau.
I believe it was Gâteau.
Gâteau. It was a French guy from French the telly. Bakery.
Two stories with two huge name drops. Mike Tyson and Nelson Mandela versus Gabriel Gâteau.
One's much more believable, name.
One is more plausible. Here's the odd thing, though. I'm going to go with Fevs as the true story.
You're right.
Just sorry, Fever, only because you were just, I know you, and you were scrambling and fast talking, and you hadn't really thought through your story.
And you said Gâteau.
And you hung so much on Gabriel Gâteau that you were hoping that would forgive all the other tells.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Fev, do you want to come on season two and tell us about when you had lunch with Nelson Mandela and Mike Tyson?
Honestly,
I don't think you got enough coin.
Anyway.
Cash, obviously.
Definitely a cashy. True Story with Hamish and Andy starts tonight, 7:30 p.m. on Channel 9. Thanks for coming in, Haim.
God, they're all Gâteau quality too. No, actually, I can safely say all the stories in the series are better than Gâteau quality.
Do you remember that time we did The Dead Together?
We're out of time. She wasn't my girlfriend. She lusted after me and Fev intercepted illegally.
Every Fifi Day Fev and Byron catch-up needs to have big laughs in it. And every kid's party needs to have Whiz Fizz at it. It's not a party without Whiz Fizz.